Anyhow, what I was saying is, when I first got into this biz, the radios were huge, but the cars were cavernous, right? You know, and they had, there's just all sorts of room to put things in. And the trunk units were ginormous, you know, the RF decks, and we called them trunk units because that's where they went. They went in the trunk, and then you had these big heavy cables that would run, put up control heads, and very different. Everything was much larger and bigger. But the cars were, you know, Caprices, things like that, Crown Vicks. And then as the radios started to get smaller and the light bars started to get more efficient, and everything like that, then they started adding equipment. So even though we were, the equipment was getting smaller, the cabin space was getting smaller at the same time, and we were adding, three and four and five items. It's like, now you got to find... Now you got to find room for not only a radio control head, but a in-car video and MDT and just all this other stuff. And it's like, you just can't win for losing. So it's always a challenge. I got a guy now working for me. He's gifted. He really is. I mean, I was always really good at figuring things out, when I did that kind of work. I still enjoy it. I view it as a little bit of a artistry to get it done right. Probably because the first job I ever had was way back before cellular telephones. I was installing IMTS telephones, and the only people that had IMTS telephones were, hold on a sec. The only people that had those were very wealthy people. It was like $1 a minute back in like 1979. So, your average dude wasn't, going to have a phone in his car. So we were seeing Rolls Royces and Mercedes and things like that, Jaguars, and they were all very exotic cars, and they were very, very particular about their cars, and we prided ourselves on being, and these were huge phones. They were like princess telephones that you had to mount in these cars, I learned there, just every creative and tricky way to do something like that. So I guess that's where I got it from, and it's now I just enjoy it, but things have changed, man, I'll tell you.
Yeah, nothing to the scale that you ever, that you worked on, but I always, as a kid, me and all of my buddies would do our own car audio installs, so it's no stranger to running cables and trying to get through firewalls and figuring out how you're going to get stuff into the trunk and having a clean install and things like that. I mean, same but different. Running wires, it's all a pain in the butt, and if you do it right, nobody will ever know what's in there. So it's fun. I don't mind it so much. I don't think I enjoy it the way that you do, that's for sure, but I do enjoy a finished product when it looks good and nobody can tell that you have wires run around the vehicle.